I want to thank Peter Robey from the Center for the Study of Sport and Society. Gosh, two great people. Kevin Young, the kind of people. Fred Eng from the National Alliance for Youth Sports. All these long names. But, Fred, when you listen to a Kevin Young and a Peter Robey, it does give you a sense that there is hope, that there are athletes that truly do get it.
Oh, isn't that the greatest part, especially this time of year, to know that there are some wonderful people. And as always, you get that great quote that 97% of the people are great people out there and 3% screw it all up, and that's so true.
And we're also joined by Dr. Andy Jacobs. Andy, don't screw this up now, buddy. Just kidding.
Don't project your own problems onto me, Nick.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about The Overscheduled Child, a book by Al Rosenfeld. Al will join us at 35 past the hour to begin to talk about this. It's about what he describes as the contemporary anxiety, the stress that parents feel that they push onto their kids. Let's start with Fred. You see this all the time, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm excited to have Dr. Rosenfeld on the show today because I've heard him speak, and he really knows the subject very well out there of overscheduling. And today's parent, the way they behave so much with their kid of overscheduling them, and especially when it comes to sports. But I think it's kind of neat that Andy's on the show today from a psychological standpoint, and we'll see what happens.
Andy, there's so many parents and some of my very close friends that talk about this all the time. They find themselves in a whirlwind that they can't get out of, where all they're doing is coaching or driving their kids from one sporting event to another, and it's absolutely wearing them out and hurting their relationship with their kids.
Well, Nick, it happens all the time, and I've seen it myself. My sons are now 17 and 15, but when they were younger, I recall being at a soccer game, and a mom came to pick her son up early because he had to get to his piano lesson. And then we were at a baseball game, and that same mom was picking him up to take him to a soccer practice. So there's constant pressure to have to go from here to there. And I think what it comes down to is we see people comparing themselves to everybody else. Well, Johnny's doing this. My son better do this. Or, gosh, Janie's doing that. Well, we better get her on the softball team. And I think there's pressure from a lot of parents feel to keep up with everybody else and have their kids doing all the things that everybody else is doing. And the consequence is they double book and triple book themselves to the point that they're out of control.
So what do you do when a parent who loves their kid wants to do the right thing, Dr. Jacobs, and doesn't want the kid to have to make choices, wants them to do whatever comes to their mind is something they enjoy, and suddenly they find themselves with piano lessons, with a soccer game, with a basketball practice, and suddenly they've taken on too much?
Well, I think you have to do a reality check, Nick. I think most parents get caught up in the whirlwind lifestyle that we live today, going from here to there and there to here. And I think sometimes people need to take a step back and to do what I always call a reality check. Ask yourself, wait a minute, are we getting the best out of everything we can do right now? How are we doing too much? Do we have time? You know, the main question is this. Do you have time to sit down as a family unit together at the dinner table and have a nice, peaceful meal at home? Or is somebody always gone? And if you can't find a day during the week, at least 2 days during the week, where you cannot sit down as an entire family unit and sit down and eat together, you've got a problem. Fred, what do you think about that?
Man, I don't know one family that I know of today that has kids that are growing up, you know, that sits down and has dinner together anymore. I mean, it's a lost art, and obviously, as you point out, Andy, it's a lost thing that's happening with the development of kids and understanding family. You know, that whole aspect that at least it was the way when I grew up and my kids grew up, but I don't see that anymore in all my kids and grandkids.
Well, but
we want to take your calls, too, guys. We want to make sure we open up the lines to all the great people out there with the National Alliance for Youth Sports that are listening in, that you give us a call and give us a sense of the reality that you deal with. When it's, even if you're trained in this, suddenly, when it's your own kids, it's very difficult. Give us a call at 800-878-7529. Give us a sense of some of the challenges, the difficult choices that parents and their kids have to learn to make so that they have a sense that character, that relationships are more important than awards.
Nick, what I was going to say in response to Fred's comments there is, he's exactly right, but I think it comes down to the parents to sit down and say, you know, Sunday night, Thursday night, whatever. You can find a night, at least one night in the week, when you all can sit down. It's just a matter of scheduling it. And you have to decide what's important. Is our family important, or do we have to make sure everybody's happy? If you tell the coach, you know, we don't go to practices on Sunday night for a kid's sports league, and say, we have a family meal, that's our time to sit down. If the coach doesn't like it, well, you know what, that's your decision. But you have to make that choice as a parent. When are we going to spend time together as a family? Because that it is a lost art, and I think that's one of the problems we have today with a lot of kids and parents.
You could call it hyper-parenting. There's this phenomenon that parents really have no sense of boundaries, Fred. They don't have a sense that there's ever enough that they can do.
Well, then that's absolutely true, and that's a good lead-in for Dr. Rosenfeld. And as I say, he's probably, in my opinion, the best expert in America in this whole area. And that's why he wrote the book about hyper-parenting. And so we'll hear some interesting things when he comes on.
What are some of the examples, Dr. Jacobs, when you have seen kids come to you that have developed a neurosis? They developed a confusion in terms of what's important to the point where it's actually affecting their mental and physical health.
Well, the main thing that I see with a lot of kids is I have a lot of kids who are high performers. They're honor roll students. They're top-notch athletes at high school and in college. But the predominating common factor for all of them seems to be a fear of not pleasing their parents or their coaches. And it stems from, I think, when they're younger, about wanting to please mom or dad. And oftentimes, if mom or dad is their coach in the youth sports league, that pressure gets even greater because they feel they have to be toeing the line with everything they do. Their behavior has to be right. They have to be the best player on the team. They have to be the best behaved. And I think there develops a fear out of these kids that if they're not perfect, at least in how their parents view them, then they're screwing up, and it can develop a lot of anxieties for them.
Well, but the problem with saying that you're going to set down your own limits and you're going to have that one day a week that you have a dinner together, the problem is then the coach says, fine, you're off the team because everybody has to be subject to the same rules.
Well, you're right, but that is a big problem. But I think you have to sit down and decide. You can schedule around practices. You can schedule around games. But I think as a family, if you really want to keep that family unit intact, you can find a time during. There isn't a practice 7 nights a week. But if you're involved in 3 or 4 activities, there's probably something going on every night. You just have to balance out and schedule around. And it can be done, Nick. But it's about communication and it's about coordination. And I think it's about setting parameters. I think anybody who has their kids in more than 3 activities, and Fred, what do you think about this? I think 3 activities is more than enough for a middle school or younger kid to be involved with at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, the thing that I always say about sports is with parents, are these kids really wanting to get into that particular activity, or are they being forced because of what you said before, that Billy down the street's playing softball and soccer and whatever else there, and art and music and drama, so I better get my kids involved in all of that also? Because in reality, you know, you see all these shows and whatnot, the parents are out there living in neighborhoods and whatnot, and they compare themselves to who is next door and their kids and what they're doing for themselves. They don't want to look like they're not doing enough for their kids, and they force them into these things, and that's where it's really bad.
Well, you're exactly right.
We're joined by Dr. Alvin Rosenfeld, who was on the Today Show talking about his book, The Overscheduled Child, Avoiding the Hyper-Parenting Trap. Dr. Rosenfeld, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Oh, thank you for having me here today.
Well, you're a psychiatrist. You look at the statistics. One poll, 86% of parents believe their kids are overscheduled. Kids have 100% more scheduled activities than 20 years ago, 50% fewer unscheduled activities, far fewer family meals like we just talked about. Is there any way out of this?
Oh, I think there are a lot of ways out. Look at much of the media, what's said to be important, or winning the awards and getting up at that award ceremony. In my understanding and seeing patients in the studies I read, what really matters in making a life good or bad are 2 things. One is the relationships, and 2 is the capacity for real play. And those are the 2 things that we're really doing away with, we're ignoring.
Well, let's define real play, because for me, we've talked about this, Fred and Andy, on the show before. I've had coaches say, when we send our players, they're great players when we have a scheduled practice, but they just have no ability to set their own discipline, to develop their own way of practicing, which, of course, can also restore their sense of joy for the game.
I don't think there's any joy for the game when winning is everything. You know, as Fred Ang has said, you know, 78% kids would rather play on a team that loses than sit on the bench and warm it for a team that wins. The sense of real play involves not having to have a purpose. You're just there for the pleasure. You're for the pleasure of moving your body, or the pleasure of passing a ball, for the pleasure of being out there with your friends. And that's really been lost. It's all about winning. So we've abolished child labor, but we've essentially made child athletes into full-time workers.
Dr. Jacobs, we're going to let you go here in the last minute of this segment, and we're going to let you have a beautiful vacation in Miami with your kids. What do you do with your own kids? In the next 30 seconds, tell us what you do to make sure you have unscheduled time.
Well, we always make, you know, I get their team schedules for the things they're doing, but we always plan out time where there's time where they don't have anything to do. They can do whatever they want, whether that's sleep, watch TV, go to the movies. We have time we schedule to basically be downtime that they can do what they want. And, you know, there's a good balance of that with them and me, and we have time together, and that's what we're going to be doing for the next week, being on vacation.
Well, Dr. Jacobs, thanks for joining us, and thanks for being a good role model, because I've seen and witnessed the fact that you make very consistent time for your kids, and because of that, they know exactly where they stand in their relationship with you. Thanks for joining us.
Nick. Everybody, happy holidays. Appreciate it.
Happy holidays. We'll be right back with Dr. Alvin Rosenfeld and Fred Eng on U Sports and the hyper-parenting trap. Can you get out of it? Stay with us.